When suffering from injustice, do you retaliate or respond with grace? Well, Padre Pio's secret that he shared with a close friend might just change how we handle similar moments in our own lives. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin the spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. In today's video, we'll be drawing from two sources. The Holy Padre Pio, A Privileged Witness of Christ by Arni de Corte, and Padre Pio on the Threshold of Paradise by Severio Gaeta. In both these books, we find anecdotes that shed light on how Padre Pio dealt with injustices in his life. Now, I'm sure you have faced situations where you felt wronged, and given the fallen nature of mankind, it's likely to happen again. Well, Padre Pio's approach offers us all a powerful lesson. So let's have a look at a few moments from Padre Pio's life to see how he managed such situations. Padre Pio once made a very honest confession to his close friend and spiritual son, Father Pellegrino. He admitted that he struggled with his temper. He said, "My son, I have a bad temper. Often when I do not agree with the superior's decisions, I tell him clearly and bluntly, although afterwards I carry out his orders scrupulously." So Padre Pio wasn't afraid to acknowledge his weaknesses, which is a powerful lesson in itself. But what's truly remarkable is his commitment to obedience. Even when he disagreed, he always followed through with what was asked of him. This should make us reflect. When we face frustrations or disagreements, do we still carry out our responsibilities faithfully, like Padre Pio did, or do we give in to the sin of spite? Another incident worth reflecting on occurred during Padre Pio's school days when he was still known as Francesco Forgione. Listen to this. A fellow student had written a love letter to a girl, and Francesco knew who the author was. When their teacher, Angelo Caccavo, discovered the letter, he demanded to know who had written it. Suddenly, another boy stood up and accused Francesco, shouting, "It was Francesco Forgione." Francesco blushed but remained silent. Humbly, he endured the teacher's scoldings and the stings of the ruler's slaps. Just then, the real culprit stood up and confessed. After realizing the truth, Professor Caccavo apologized to Francesco. Years later, Padre Pio recalled the event with a smile, saying, The teacher apologized, but he didn't take back the punishments. Now, this reminded me of Jesus standing before his accusers during his passion, when he was struck, spat upon, and unjustly condemned. The young Francesco, in that moment, must have drawn strength from Christ's example. This is a powerful reminder for every Christian. When faced with injustice, we should remember that even our Lord was unjustly condemned and punished. Furthermore, as many of you know, Padre Pio endured many years of persecution by the church authorities. This was likely one of the darkest periods of his life. So, how was Padre Pio able to remain so patient, so faithful, and so obedient? Well, it wasn't by his own strength. He revealed his secret to Father Pellegrino, saying, "I ask Our Lady every day for the grace to have a little of her sweetness and tenderness. Then I ask her for a second grace, not to have eyes to see except for Jesus and His Church on this earth." What a beautiful approach to injustice, isn't it? To see only Christ in everything and everyone, even when treated unjustly. In moments when we feel wronged, it can be tempting to respond with anger or even seek revenge. But as Padre Pio's life teaches us, we should instead turn to Jesus and the Blessed Virgin for the grace to bear all things with patience and resignation. So, the next time we face an injustice or are falsely accused, let's remember Padre Pio's example. Let us strive to imitate Jesus' humility and pray for the grace to respond with patience, love, and trust in God's providence. After all, God sees everything and He knows our hearts. Thank you so much for watching. If today's reflection spoke to you, please let me know in the comments section below. And if you face challenges that, by God's grace, turned out well thanks to your faith in God's providence, please share your story. Also, if you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.